Welcome to another edition of Sacktown Movie Buffs. Once again, I'm Kier. Fortunately, there is still no Jason, as he is a little bit behind on his movie watching, and we just haven't been able to connect. But I'm here, and I am back to review a new film that is only playing in theaters right now, which is Pray for the Devil. And I say, without further ado, I say, let's get right into it. So, Pray for the Devil is a horror film that deals with exorcism, basically. So, the film actually stars Jacqueline Byers, who I've seen around, but I'm not that familiar with her. She basically stars as Sister Anne, and they basically works at this for like the Catholic Church. And basically, they have a specialty division that deals specifically with exorcisms. So basically anyone that they believe to be possessed by some sort of demon or spirit or anything of that nature, they basically quarantine these individuals. And then it is the priest's job, basically, to come in and basically, you know, there's like a team of priests. They'll come in, they'll perform the exorcism where they pray and, you know, douse them with holy water and use crosses and things of that nature to basically extract the devil or the demon out of this particular individual or people that have been affected. So they have a whole wing and ward. How Sister Anne basically came into this is basically her mom, she believed, was possessed by a demon or the devil when she was a child. And her mom eventually takes her own life, and this is years later, and now she basically, maybe part of the reason why she decided to become a nun, I guess, in a sense, because of the things that have happened to her. There's some other things that also happened to her as well, which you'll find out later in the movie, but I don't want to go into too many spoiler territory as far as that goes. So in any event, so she's there, and she takes a kind of a liking to a little girl that's actually in the ward, who is, you know, they believe to be possessed. And she also, there's other people that are there as well. And so they usually don't allow women or nuns to basically be part of the exorcism. It always has to be a priest. So the nuns can basically come and pray for you. And, you know, her job is basically give some food and that sort of stuff, but they usually aren't actually involved in the exorcism. Whereas, you know, Sister Anna definitely wants to learn. She wants to be involved in this. And so she gets an opportunity to kind of observe, if you will, because they believe that she has some sort of connection, because anytime she's around anyone that's possessed, the demon inside basically, you know, tells her like, let me in. I want to be inside you, probably because she's a spiritual person or something of that nature. That's kind of the nutshell of the film. And the most part, most of it is set basically at this Catholic Church in this exorcism division, where she's basically trying to extract you know, demons out of you know, individuals and things of this nature. And then she learns more about, you know, the Catholic Church and, you know, what happens if they can't extract demons out. They basically are sent to the Vatican, basically, and most of the people that are sent there end up not coming back. Either the devil takes hold of them and kills them or something of that nature. Eventually they die. So she's basically trying to save a little girl and also, you know, basically deal with her own past and her own issues as well. That's the nutshell of the film. You know, I've seen a lot of exorcism films. You know, obviously some are better than others. This one I thought was okay. It's decent. It's getting really, really, really terrible reviews. But the audiences seem to enjoy it. My only issue is I didn't find it to be that scary. You know, most of the most terrifying parts of this film, I felt like I saw in the trailer. There are a few jump scares, don't get me wrong, but it just wasn't as scary as some of the other films that I've seen recently, like, you know, Barbarian or some of the other ones that I've seen that I just thought were a little more intense, a little more scary, in my opinion. This one's decent. It's serviceable. You know, if you like exorcism films, it's obviously not going to compare to the classic ones or anything of that nature. You know, definitely, you know, it's serviceable. Like I said, I'll just leave it at that. If I have to give this one a grade, I think I'm going to give this one a 2.5 out of 5. Like I said, because I did like some of it, some parts of it. I didn't love it, but I did like some parts of it. It's probably not the kind of film that I'm necessarily going to see again. You know, I wouldn't seek it out to see it again anyways. But, you know, I assume if it's a hit, you know, there might be some sequels. I would probably be open to seeing a sequel just to see where they take the story and maybe they learn from some of the issues they had with this one initially. But let me know down in the comments, have you seen Pray for the Devil? Did you like it? Did you not like it? As always, if you like our content, we ask that you like, subscribe, follow, hit those bell notifications, and we'll be back again soon with some more shows for you. We thank you for watching, and I hope you all have a great day.